يَا بَنِي آدَمَ قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ وَرِيشًا وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ ذَلِكَ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ.
O children of Adam, indeed we have sent down to you a garment which covers your shame and provides protection and adornment. But the finest of all is the garment of piety. That is one of the signs of Allah, so that they may take heed.
Ya Bani Adam, la yaftinannakum ash-shaytan kama akhraja abawaykum min al-jannati yanzi'u 'anhuma libasahuma liyuriyahuma sawatihima إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ وَقَبِيلُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ.
Children of Adam, let not Satan deceive you in the manner he deceived your parents out of paradise, pulling off from them their clothing to reveal to them their shame. He and his host surely see you from whence you do not see them. We have made Satans the guardians of those who do not believe.
وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً قَالُوا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهَا آبَاءَنَا وَاللَّهُ أَمَرَنَا بِهَا قُلْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَأْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ أَتَقُولُونَ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
And when such people commit an indecent act, they say, "We found our fathers doing that, and Allah has enjoined it on us." Say, "Surely Allah never enjoins any indecency. Do you say things regarding Allah that you do not know? And Allah has enjoined it on us." This refers to the pre-Islamic Arabian practice of circumambulating the Kaaba in stark nakedness. Many of the people of those days circumambulated during Hajj in a state of nakedness. The women were even more shameless than men. They considered it a ritual which had both religious sanction and merit.
قُلْ أَمَرَ رَبِّي بِالْقِسْطِ وَأَقِيمُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ عِندَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ وَادْعُوهُ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ كَمَا بَدَأَكُمْ تَعُودُونَ.
Say to them, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, my Lord enjoins justice, and that you set your faces aright at the time of every prayer, and that you call upon him exclusively, dedicating your faith to him. You shall return to him as you were created.
فَرِيقًا هَدَى وَفَرِيقًا حَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الضَّلَالَةُ إِنَّهُمُ اتَّخَذُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ وَيَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ.
A party he has guided to the right way, and for another party straying is justly its due, for they have taken Satans rather than Allah as their guardians, for they think that they are rightly guided.
Ya Bani Adam, khudhu zinatakum 'inda kulli masjidin wa kulu washrabu wa la tusrifu innahu la yuhibbul musrifin.
Children of Adam, take your adornment at every time of prayer and eat and drink without going to excesses, for Allah does not like those who go to excess. Children of Adam, take your adornment at every time of prayer.
The word zina, which occurs in this verse, refers to full and proper dress. While performing prayer, people are required not only to cover the private parts of their body, but also to wear a dress that serves the twofold purpose of covering the body and giving a decent appearance. One dresses up decently to meet a respectable person. In the same way, one should put on a fine dress at the time of prayer, when one goes, as it were, to meet one's Lord.